and on. I just see the length of the song. Real feel good music. All night long, Lionel Richie there. Another blast from the past, as they say. Meteor 085-1000-958 is the text number on the late lunch, or 1850-715-958 is our telephone number, or email latelunch@lmfm.ie. Now, as we all know, as my mother used to say, and my granny even, the world is in a state of chassis, and things not going well here at home or right across the globe. What's the reason for this? We're told it's economic, it's just a part of economics, boom bust scenario. But there is an alternative viewpoint out there. Robert Poy is author of the Dublin Occult Grid. He's a policy analyst specialising in public service management, and he joins me on the late lunch this afternoon. Good afternoon to you, Robert.
Hello, Jerry.
Robert, can I just tell our listeners, does this sum it up, your beliefs, really? Robert believes the current banking crisis is a clever plot to impoverish the vast majority of people on the planet. It's part of a master plan to introduce one world government, a single currency, and one world religion based in the occult and the devil. Would that be a fair summation?
That is a fairly good summary. Now, there are different ways you can word it, different ways you could look at it. But I think you've captured the essence of it, that what is happening is not an accidental disaster, but a planned disaster.
Who's behind it?
Well, I'll say a little bit about how I arrived where I am, because I have not believed this all of my life. I've only really begun to get a proper insight into it in the past 7 or 8 months. In the 4 to 5 years prior to it, I'd studied economics. I'd studied Irish economics, world economics, the way the world banking system operates. And my mother-in-law passed on in 03, and she left a small sum of money to my wife, and she said, Robert, would you invest this for me? So I knew nothing about this, you know, the markets and so on. So I began to read, because I'm a fairly heavy reader. And after a couple of months, I just couldn't believe it. It was quite obvious the world financial system would collapse within 5 to 6 years if it kept on its current path. So I wrote 7 papers in my place of work, because we deal with economics, and people wouldn't listen to me. They wouldn't believe it. And I could not understand why people couldn't accept that this was happening. Now, I'm not saying that people ignored me because they knew something bad was happening and weren't doing anything about that. I wouldn't allege that. But simply the mindset is, look, everything works out. But it was obvious to me this is not going to work out. There's going to be a massive crash similar to 1929, and it'll go on longer, because there's no part of the globe that will do well in an economic sense to pull the depressed areas out of the trough.
And that's what's happening.
And that is what has happened. There is nobody to pull us out. But I was still greatly troubled by the fact that there are some amazing minds in the economics field, in the States, in Germany and so on. Why aren't they addressing this? And in fact, the policies being pursued by Bush and his government, and indeed within the EU, seemed perfectly engineered to ensure that the crash would happen. And I couldn't fathom this. That would mean they actually intended it. Now, up to last year, that was as far as I'd got. And then I came across literature relating to the New World Order, the power of the Masons in the US, their control over the banking system, the way they own and operate the Federal Reserve. They loan money to the US people. They pay the interest on it. These guys get it free. It's astounding. It's an amazing scam. And the more I read in that field, the more alarmed I became, because it did confirm the feeling I had that there was some malign intent behind it all.
And are you saying now, you mentioned Masons there.
Yes.
Are you saying, I want to try and get to this for a start.
Yes.
Who do you feel is behind this?
The Masons. Well, the Masons would be the major organisation. You've got to think in terms of, go back several hundred years, who were the ultra rich in the world then, and ask yourself, have they ceased to be the ultra rich? Did they lose all their wealth? No, the ultra rich of several hundred years ago are still the ultra rich of today.
What about the nouveau riche?
The nouveau riche are the people who appear on the Forbes rich list. When the Forbes publish their 100 richest people in the US, people look at it and they say, oh, Bill Gates, $59 billion, he's the richest man in the States. You're meant to believe that. It's rubbish. The richest people in the world are in the States have 10 times that. It's hidden behind charitable foundations, charitable trusts, the Rockefellers, the Mellons, all of these.
And you never see them
you
in those
publishes.
You never
see it. You will never see it because they never let you know they have that money, because the moment people recognise the ultra-rich exist and they have this staggering wealth, staggering, then they also have staggering influence. Now, it's long been alleged that the members of Congress in the US are in the pay of these people. So it doesn't matter which party you put in, they do the bidding of these people. It costs you $3 or $4 million to get into Congress in the US anyway, through the lobbying system, advertising and so on. Where do ordinary people get this money? They pick their man, they put him in, pick their woman, put them in. And this is what is happening. They're operating it in accordance with their own plan.
Now, and are you saying that the Masons in the US alone, is it in the United States?
Worldwide.
So these people are
across Europe.
So this new force of these people who want to create this single world order,
yes,
are Masons spread across what we would call the developed world, is it?
Basically Russia, Europe, the US. As far as I can gather, you won't get much in South Africa or South America or Africa because they own those continents. So they don't really need to do much there. They own them. They own Japan. I mean, they all the top people there, as far as I can make out, liaise with each other. Now, you hear groups like the Bilderberg Group and the Club of Rome and various other organisations where these top guys meet. But you never know what they're meeting about.
So are you saying Barack Obama and Gordon Brown and the Sarkozy and all these people are puppets of the Masons?
They are, well, puppet is a strong word. It makes them seem like they're not willingly involved. They are their men. They're on that team. That's the team that they're playing for. You think they're playing for the other team, but they're not. They're not playing for your team. They're playing for their team.
So we elect them.
We elect them. But it doesn't, and it doesn't matter which side you elect, because it's usually in a two-party system. They will know who they're going to have in. So they always have the top guys there.
So I think you've answered the question I was going to come to it. You said, right, they want to take over, and we can understand the developed world. But I often wonder, like with all the various religions and everything on the planet, the different races of people, how would they ultimately control the Middle East? How would they control Africa? China?
But they virtually control the Middle East as it is. The Middle East is basically a large feudal region owned by the sheikhs, who are owned by US interests. I mean, they try to make out that there's all disorder and so on, and they don't. Oh, the sheikhs rule it. The top guys there rule the Middle East, their own Arab nations, and they are quite happy to work with the US on this because that's the source of their wealth.
I want to park it there for a second because we have to pay the bills in here during the week.
Okay.
I'm very, very interested in the way this conversation is moving with you, and I want to come back to it. And okay. I just wonder, are there listeners out there who would like to get in touch with us or put a question to Robert this afternoon or have a comment to make? And it's Meteor 085 10958, or you can call 1850 715 958.
The Late Lunch with Gerry Kelly and the D Hotel, Drogheda.
In North Leinster.
Hi, Jim Sweeney here. Join me every evening, Monday to Friday, for Evening Extra, brought to you by Tiger Reared Motors Ashburn, your main Toyota dealer. We have the best music, traffic updates, great competitions every evening from 6 to 8 p.m. That's Evening Extra with Tiger Reared Motors Ashburn, your main Toyota dealer, for the best built cars in the world. Call 01-835-0084.
The Late Lunch with Gerry Kelly and the D Hotel, Drogheda.
Google amazing.
Robert, Google is amazing, Robert. It is amazing. There's no doubt about that. Robert Pye is with us, and he's an author. He's a policymaker in the public service, and he has some startling views on what's happening in the world at the moment. Just before we broke off there, you did say to me you just wanted to mention something about Gordon Brown.
Yes, I just wanted to make a point. You were saying, well, does it mean people like Gordon Brown and Angela Merkel and Sarkozy and so on are in on it? Well, savour this fact. And it was regarded as a bizarre occurrence even at the time it happened. When Gordon Brown was Chancellor, I think it was either 2000 or 2001, he sold off about 400 tonnes of British gold. Now, people couldn't fathom that. And the gold at that time was at the bottom of the market. So why? I mean, the whole purpose of having gold is you have it as an insurance policy for the future. And then you have to ask, why did he sell it at its lowest price? And who got it? So it's just so bizarre. And as I began to research this more and more, from my changed point of view, I began to realise that the top people across Europe are placed there by exactly the same people who placed the top people in the US.
I want to say to listeners that Robert's sitting here in front of me. He's a logical guy. He's worked on the public service. He's produced several documents, position documents on finance and everything like that. He's a logical type man. I have to say that to you. You know,
I actually compose chess problems. You know,
I know he played on the Irish chess team. He's gone through the system, etc. Just quickly on your background, you were a Catholic. You went away from the faith for a while.
Yes, up to 19 years I was a Catholic. I was unhappy in the Catholic faith. And I found a New Age teaching called Eckankar. And I was in that for 33 years, up to the middle of last year. And I had a revelation. I was in Africa. I don't know whether I should say this on air, but maybe people need to hear it. I was attacked by a coven of witches in Africa. Now, you do hear of people being killed by witchcraft in Africa. I didn't realise I was the target. And the target date was the 1st of August, which happens to be a high sacrifice day in the witches' calendar. There are 8 days in the year when they like to have human sacrifice. And I was the victim. But it didn't work. I went through something that absolutely astounded me. But the Lord stepped in. I said, I'm on the wrong path. And then I began to read the Bible, and I found there's an awful lot in the Bible relating to what's happening in our world at the moment. Jesus speaks in chapter 24 of Matthew, the whole of the book of Revelation, you know, pestilence, plague, earthquakes, basically a world ruler known as the Antichrist. And you say, new world government, world ruler, and these guys can generate plagues.
You feel that you can read into that what's happening today.
Well, certainly, Jesus said, look at the signs. Now, bear in mind, I'm a baby Christian here, and I'm just learning.
So you've returned to Christianity.
Yes.
There's a question here. What did you mean by attacked by a coven of witches? There's a text here he wants to know. What do you mean?
There were a half dozen witches who had organised to have me bumped off psychically. They would open a door to a demon on the inner plane, and that was to attack me in my sleep and kill me. And I saw it all, but it couldn't do anything to me.
And you believe
And Jesus protected me. I mean, bear in mind, I wasn't a Christian. Mm. Mm. And, you know, in his mercy, the Lord said, okay, we'll save you.
We're going to save this guy. And you'll
I mean, it opened my eyes because I said, this is the kind of black magic that's at work in the world today.
Can you tell me, you've told us who's behind this, what you see happening. What do you see in general terms going to happen now? What lies ahead?
Okay.
You paint a very bleak picture.
I do. And in fact, I'd raise reservations at first about coming on a show like this, because I say, look, people have enough on their plate. Do they want to hear any more? And I thought, in a year's time, if I haven't said this and given people a better picture of what's happening, there is a resource you have, and that is, I would say, it's in the Bible. And to use prayer. Now, a lot of people would say, well, fine, that sounds like
David Icke moment. Yes, David Icke. Do you remember David Icke came out and...
Well, David Icke has a lot of weird Jews, good stuff and weird Jews. No, I mean, David Icke is opposed to Christ. If you read David Icke, you'll find he's opposed. He says the Bible is a
fraud. But
you
see the saving of humanity in Christ, do you?
I would see... Well, that's how it appears to me. People will themselves have to decide that. That's my own personal view.
There's a text in here. Could you ask Robert, is there a plan to kill millions of people on the planet and to start a third world war? Brian in Dundalk has just texted. Right, okay. Is that?
Yeah. Well, let me tell you something that happened recently. In the course of my research, I was reading about the flu virus H5N1, which is the avian flu virus, which the World Health Organization has been telling us for the past several years is coming. Now, firstly, how did they know it's coming? But it's a vicious virus. If it transmits itself in a humanly transmissible form, it will have a cause a very high death rate the world over. And the Toronto News there, or Toronto Sun, I think was last weekend, reported that Baxter, the international pharmaceutical company, released a vaccine to a lab in Europe that contained seasonal flu virus, that's I think H3N2, the human virus, with a live avian flu virus in it. Now, if that got out to the general public, and which was meant to happen before somebody spotted this, well, I said, look, this is it.
And there's no vaccine at the moment.
There is no vaccine at the moment for treating H5N1.
But I know what you're getting at here. You're saying that this, the Masons are the people behind this planned one single world order. Have they an antidote to this avian flu? Do you believe that they'll protect themselves?
I would imagine they have. I would be greatly surprised if they haven't. Whoever they want to look after, they will look after. Now, this might seem bizarre, but I've been forced by the logic of events. I mean, when you read about a company like Baxter, which is actually part of the Bayer Group, the Bayer Pharmaceutical Company, doing that, I mean, it's beyond criminal. If that got out into the general population, you couldn't stop it.
Worse than anything we've seen historically, the bubonic plague.
Well, as bad as the great flu virus of 1918, the pandemic of 1918, which killed, I think, 40 million worldwide. More died in that flu than died in World War One. So these guys were on the verge of releasing something that would do that. And I can't ignore that because it just... It's all part of this awful picture.
Do you really believe that a small handful of elite people can control the world and its finances, says another texter into us?
Well, I'd put that differently. I'd say a small group of elite people do control the world finances. The Federal Reserve in the US, it was brought in via a piece of trickery in 1913 under an act that Woodrow Wilson signed. And it basically allows a group of private individuals, through their ownership of large banks in New York and other parts of the US, to control the Federal Reserve, to control the money supply.
Keith has just texted us here,
booms and busts.
And he's just saying that he agrees with with your views here. Keith says to us that he goes along with what you're saying. He sees the very same thing happening as yourself. Yeah. What about? Can we bring it back home here to Ireland and the Irish economy? The way Ireland has the situation it's found itself in. You said that this bubble has been orchestrated. This money lending. What was going to happen? Where do we fit into this? Who are the people in Ireland? Who are the people who are going to survive in Ireland? Who are going to pull the strings? Who are the Masons here?
I don't know what their plan for Ireland is. I mean, that's the long and the short of it.
Yeah, we don't need... We're just in general terms.
But I wanted, for my own satisfaction, to just see could I work out how influential and powerful were the Masons here. And so I did a study of monuments in Dublin recently, and that's the source of the book,
I published,
The Dublin Occult Grid. Now, on the Dublin Occult Grid, I just want to give a little background. Obelisks are very important in masonry, Egyptian magic. They are believed to be transmitters of an energy. Okay? Now, whether you believe that or not doesn't matter. The point is they believe it. The same is true of the spire of a church. So I went around Dublin noting all the principal spires and obelisks and also the very large domes. And I found a hexagram around the obelisk in Leinster House, a hexagram around the Stein Monument beside Trinity College. Two pentagrams covering the entire city. But to top it all, I found the spire is at the centre of a solar wheel.
The spire on O'Connell Street?
Yes. It is actually the largest...
Are you saying it was put there on... It was,
yes, it's a large, the largest occult monument in the world.
The spire?
And the spire. If you draw a line from St Mary's Church, the Black Church on Western Way, and join it to St Andrew's Church, Westland Row, it goes exactly through the spire. If you go draw a line from the O'Connell Monument, Glasnevin, which is a huge monument, to the Stein Obelisk in Pier Street, it goes exactly through the spire. If you draw a line from the Cathal Brua Church to the Unitarian Church in Stephen's Green, it goes through
the
spire.
What does this mean? But what are you getting at here?
They have made a solar wheel. And a solar wheel is very important in magic. It means that the people who designed Dublin long ago were Masons. They're deeply into the occult. And they wanted a city that was under their magic, if you like. And that, to them, that is meaningful. Now, the point is, this isn't something that was just done under the British. They have continued to add to it. The very fact that they put the spire there in 03 is blazing proof that the same mindset still governs. They've even put an outrageous Masonic monument in Merrion Square, a huge pyramid, a glass and steel pyramid, right opposite the obelisk outside Leinster House. And it has a Masonic Illuminatus flame burning in it,
so
day and night. It's an outrageous Masonic monument.
So they're here among us. And
they are running
they are part of the world order. Robert, stay with us. We're getting lots of texts in here and questions for you as well. Robert Pye says there is a new world order and we're right at the heart of it here in Ireland. If you want to put a question to Robert, make a comment. It's me here, 085 10958, or you can call 1850 715 958.
The Late Lunch. The Late Lunch with Gerry Kelly and the D Hotel, Drogheda.
Robert, you've produced a dollar bill there and you've been pointing something out to me on the US dollar.
Okay. You were asking me there, Gerry, in the break about where did Lucifer fit into all of this, or the dark force. And what people don't realise, the higher degrees in masonry, that is above the third degree. So you're talking about one Mason in three will be above the third degree. Their God is Lucifer.
So are you saying that Satan is behind this?
Well, I'll just go a little further and give you a picture, because I found I had to read broadly to figure this out. It's not immediately apparent what is happening. But above the third degree, they believe in Egyptian magic. I mean, that is what it's about, just as the obelisks around Dublin and so on, and the Dublin occult grid, which, by the way, you can see on a website I've set up, Zephaniah.eu. So if anybody actually wants to see pictures of these and maps and the where I actually document it in detail, Zephaniah.eu.
How do you spell that?
Z-E-P-H-A-N-I-A-H. You know, the book of the Bible.
Yeah, Zephaniah.
So I wanted a word that people...
.eu.
But anyway, as I studied it, I realised, look, these guys, they have so much control. How has it manifested in the US? And there's the famous one of the US dollar. If you look on one of the sides of the US dollar, you will see a pyramid.
The opposite side to the president, yeah.
The opposite back side the bill, to the president. And it has five words around the pyramid. Anuit Cheptis, Novum Ordu Seclorum. Announcing the birth of the New World Order. And that was put on the dollar bill in 1933 by 33 degree Mason Roosevelt. And the eye on top of the pyramid is the guy who's running the whole show, which the guy that they worship, namely Lucifer. The wonderful thing about the internet is a lot of documentation, secret documentation and manuals and textbooks relating to the Masons have become available in the last few years. People have put them up on the net. And if you go in, you'll find writings like Manly Hall and Albert Pike. Now, these are really top Masons, really the top authors on Masonry. They're insiders.
Pike, incidentally, predicted three world wars. He was a guy from back in the 1870s. You know what I mean? And he's predicted three world wars. And you're saying he was a top Mason?
Yeah, he was the Sovereign Grand Commander in the US in the 70s.
So you think that he knew this was going to happen in this master plan or whatever?
He had a vision, but it was not a vision of God, but a vision of the other end, the other guy.
You're saying the occult and the devil is behind this. This is their God.
I am astounded to have to say yes.
And I want to ask you a simple question. When did this dawn on you? Have you been at this for some time? Or did it
No, I must say it's only in the last 7 or 8 months that I've woken up to just how deep it is. And pervasive it is. Before that, I was like most people, and I would say, well, look, things will work out, and people would never be that organized, and they never plan that far ahead, and never get control in the way that I am saying the Masons have. But in fact, the evidence is there, and I can't ignore the evidence. And when you go back and read the Masonic writings, you can see they state that they intend to do this.
And what's the... Can I ask you, Robert, what's the advantage to these people? Well, maybe it's a stupid question, in creating a global elite, one world government. Will it not bring peace or stability?
Yes. I will say to a lot of these people, they believe they're doing good. I know that might sound bizarre, but in their mindset, they don't see it as negative. They see it as a necessary, painful operation to bring about a new world order, a world based on peace, the absence of national sovereignty.
Will religion be gone?
It'll be gone. Christianity.
And would there not be something to be said in that religion is the biggest divisor in the world? If we had religion...
No, that isn't the case. They own the media, and that's the message they've been giving to us for the last 30 or 40 years. That is not the case. And there's plenty of room for different beliefs. But a fundamental object behind the whole thing is to make the Bible obsolete. They're getting very close to the point in the States where the King James Bible of 1611 will be banned as a hate document for its lack of tolerance. It's alleged lack of tolerance. Now think about that. In 2,000 years, the Bible has never been banned. And these guys are on the point of doing it. They've also brought out so many translations and versions of the Bible and watered them down to give them a New Age gloss. Now, I've been in the New Age movement for 33 years, and I can see that these are corrupt Bibles because I taught this nonsense myself. And I recognize it. All the New Age lies. They are trying to infiltrate that stuff. You turn on Oprah Winfrey, loads of New Age stuff on her show. She's selling it like crazy. The whole thing is to get rid of Christianity. And the fundamentalists in the States, who are probably the only group in the world to actually follow the Bible, they know they're the target.
You're predicting some awful shocks in the world this year and next year. Yes. Can you expand on that?
Well, if you see the way the world economic system is going, the rate at which the national debt in the US has rocketed, I mean, the last 3 or 4 months alone has gone up by nearly $3 trillion. Now, it's quite obvious they can't repay their debt, but they've been getting by creating the illusion that they can at least service their debt. But the debt is now growing so fast that they won't even be able to service the debt except by printing money. And the UK last weekend announced that they were going to print $260 billion to support, I think it's Lloyds Bank, because they took over HBOS. And there were more toxic assets in there than they realised. Of course, they did realise it, but this is all part of the scam. But they're printing $260 billion. Now, even a strong economy like the British one cannot afford to print $260 billion.
What will happen?
You're going to have... We'll probably either a collapse of a currency or runaway inflation or both.
And you believe that's imminent?
I believe that is imminent in the US. And I believe, you may not be aware, they have 600 to 1,000 detention camps built in the US, which can take up to 15 million people. Now, you're looking at me now and you're saying, can this be true? There are lots of photos of this on the net. Fox News, a guy on Fox News, Glenn Beck, last week admitted they do exist. Now, that's the first time Fox News has admitted they exist.
Do you see the media organisations and the power of these people?
Oh, they absolutely... I mean, Fox News is a Masonic mouthpiece. So ABC, NBC, CBS, the big corporations, they're all owned by the same people, pumping out the same message. The average American has no idea of the peril they're in. They have hardly any idea that there are 600 to 1,000 camps there. And Fox,
are you saying people are going to be put into these camps?
Because when the dollar goes down and their economy crashes, people will see their wealth wiped out overnight.
And they'll put people into detention who can't pay their debts? Is that
no,
what you're saying?
No, there'll be such civil unrest that Obama will bring in martial law. And under martial law, he will have staggering powers. And I have here a list of the powers he will have. These came in under various executive orders, which have been made over the last 30 years. I just read out the powers that Obama will have when he declares martial law. He can take over all modes of transport and can control highways and ports. He can seize and control all media. He can take over all power stations. He can take over all food resources and farms. Here's one for you. He can mobilize civilian work brigades under government supervision. Can you imagine that? They have an executive order in the States. Now, this you can find on the internet. It's order 11000. They can actually mobilize civilians into work brigades under government supervision.
So when they control the US, what happens from there? Do they go worldwide then?
No, they will break it up. And one of the people who emailed you there said something to the effect that World War III, it does look as if they're going to have multiple shocks because they see order coming out of chaos. This is their great, the motto of the 33rd degree Mason, Ordo Ab Cau, order out of chaos. They're going to create it. Now, this is what they want to do. I'm not saying the Lord will allow all this to happen. But I do find necessary to say what they would like to do, what they're planning to do, and what they appear to be capable of doing.
I want you to tell us when we come back. This is the big question when we come back. Solutions.
Okay.
How we can fend this off and how we can make sure that this doesn't happen. Robert Pye is with us. Meteor 085 1000
958. The Late Lunch with Gerry Kelly and the D Hotel, Drogheda.
Robert, without so many texts and so much information and so many, I'd say, like, you know, some people think you're off the wall. Other people says this man has it absolutely right. Mm. You know what I mean? There's a mix of you. And I'd say, actually, on the text, if we were taking a straw poll, more people think you're onto something here than don't. But look, I have to ask you, from what you're saying to us here, we appear to be doomed. We have no way of avoiding what the catastrophes that lie ahead. Is that a fact?
Think of me as the postman. You open the letter, you might not like the news, but you can't turn to me and say, can you solve it? What I will say and what I've learned personally is so much of this accords with what is in the Bible. I would recommend go and read the book of Daniel, go and read chapter 24 of the Gospel of Matthew, go and read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, and go and read the book of Revelations. And you'll start to see parallels. Jesus said, watch for the signs. Look at the signs today, the amount of hardcore porn, the amount of drugs. I mean, a movie has just come to town called Watchmen, which was written by a Satanist who admits to be into black magic. I mean, Hollywood is pumping so much black magic out, and it's on your TV. It's staggering. So what I would say to you, you really need to get in touch with the Lord. I mean,
and will that say, are you saying that's going to
now
save the world?
You're talking about saving the world. Jesus said this has to happen. This will come to pass. Now, whether this is the time that is coming to pass, I don't know.
Is it not just part of a boom-bust scenario of economics? Some people would say that's it. We had the Great Depression in the early 1900s. We came through it. The world picked up again. This is just a downer on the cycle, and inevitably it's going to rise
again.
Well,
these guys manufactured World War One, and they got the League of Nations, which they were aiming for, and they changed the shape of Europe. They manufactured World War Two, and they got what they wanted. They changed the shape of Europe, and they got the UN. World War III is now going to get to the new world government.
I believe there'll be a World War III?
It's looking like, if they throw that into the melting pot, and if you look at what's happening with Pakistan at the moment, the Middle East at the moment, Iran at the moment, North Korea at the moment, they are behind it themselves. They want to create so much pain that people will accept it.
We will,
and I would say to you, study your Bible, get right with the Lord, because you know, bear in mind, 6 months ago, I would not have said this. I was a new ager who thought the world was wonderful. And I've really learned so much in the last 6 months. And I can do no more than share it with you. If you want to think I'm a bit loopy, that's fine. If some of what I'm saying makes sense, fine. But that would be my bottom line message.
Is it not
Ask
better?
For guidance.
Is it not better to be a new ager and maybe live in blissful abandon?
Well, I'm a realist. I'd rather face reality than pretend. A lot of people I've spoken to would say, Robert, look, I'll deal with it when it happens. Well, some people want to get ready. And I would say, get straight with the Lord. Read the Bible and try to see what prayer brings to you.
And you think that can save?
I'm not saying it'll save. I'm saying it will give you nourishment, comfort, support, the ability to deal with this storm if it strikes. And all the indications are the storm will strike.
Robert Pye, it's been a revelation to me. You mentioned the Book of Revelations, this conversation we've had this afternoon. You've opened, I have to say, I'm sceptical.
Okay.
But you've opened my mind up consider what you're saying.
That's all I'm looking for.
And I think you have done that with our listeners as well. You've put it out there. There's no doubt about that. It's startling. It's frightening. And what I worry is there doesn't seem to be... You say, place your faith in the Bible or read the Bible. Mm. Is that enough? Is that going to be enough for us?
Well, this is the big test the Lord is giving us. And, you know, you've... On the one side you have the Lord, and on the other side you have you-know-who. And which side are you on? And I hate to say it, but it does appear to be as stark as that.
Robert Pye, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Jerry.